Tantor Audio presents Stealing Rose by Monica Murphy. Narrated by Saskia Marleveld. Stolen kisses are always the sweetest. Lee Hunt. Chapter 1. Rose. What do you do when you discover something about your family that you never wanted to know? You pretend it doesn't exist. That your perfect little family is precisely that, untouched, pristine. No amount of tragedy has ever put its fingers upon us. At least that's what we want you to believe. There are books out there, unauthorized biographies about my grandmother and her legacy, Fleur Cosmetics, about how my father and my sisters and I have continued on with that legacy as best we can, referencing us as if we're somehow insufficient. Daddy is the one who made the company flourish, though he gives all the credit to Grandma, and she takes it, the greedy old lady that she is. I love that greedy old lady to bits. I really do. My oldest sister, Lily, has done a piss-poor job of carrying on the legacy, and she'd be the first to admit it. Her brutal honesty is one of the things I love best about her, though most of the time I resent her actions and the attention they receive. She is all about the spotlight, and when it doesn't shine on her, she will do whatever it takes to snatch back that light so she can revel in it. Then there's Violet, the middle sister, the quiet one, the secretly strong one. Oh my God, is she strong. She's been through so much. Tragedy has placed its hands all over her, yet somehow she's always risen above it. Now she's so happy.